Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, and in the studios with us right now is two La Caparra Valley Student Council members, Carly Seeschlag and Brianne Longnecker. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you get out of school for this, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
So we're going to milk this as long as we can, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be one long interview. Hey, I've asked them to come in to talk about La Caparra Valley Homecoming. You guys are on the student council, so Brianne, we'll start with you. The student council in charge of homecoming on La Caparra?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Student council basically controls all of homecoming, and we're divided into different groups to make homecoming a lot easier and run smoother.
How many student council members are there, Brianne?
About 35, 40.
Wow. Yeah. Does each grade have represented then, I would guess, huh?
No, not really. Oh. We have a whole group of officers, and then we get split up into groups that way, so.
Oh, okay. All right, so Carly, tell us what you've been working on for homecoming. When do you guys start planning homecoming anyway?
We picked our theme at the end of last year, at the end of the school year last year, and then we finalized it this summer when we had our summer meeting. And we've been working on it ever since school started.
So. Wait a minute. You guys have summer meetings?
We just have one. Okay. Yeah.
You guys work hard.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us what's going on then.
So on Monday, we will have coronation at 7:30.
On the 8th, right?
Yep, okay. Correct.
Okay.
For adults, it will be $6. And for students, it will be $4. But if you have a homecoming button, you will have free admission. You can purchase a homecoming button from any student council member or Mrs. Markworth.
How much is a homecoming button, Brianne?
$2?
I think it's $2.
Okay. $2, $20. Who knows?
I believe it's $2.
Okay. And that gets you into coordination then.
Yep.
Okay, good.
And our queen candidates for coronation this year are Savannah Dufresne, Grace Hegland, Lindsay Kranz, Paige Laney, Carly Seeschlag, Haley Wolschlager, and Mikhail Wilding.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Our king candidates are Ian Allpress, Brett Baldwin, Caden Bierneld, Trevor Gearman, Dane Haas, Wyatt Halverson, and Harrison Patzer. Our class representatives for 9th grade are Riley Sawatsky and Tyler Schickendans. For 10th grade, are Macy Lund and Devin Dahl. And for 11th grade are Brianne Longnecker and Gavin Fernholz.
Okay. So the coronation is in the main gym?
Yep.
And it is when again?
Monday, October 8th.
Okay.
And at 7:30.
At 7:30. Okay. Yep. And I think that might even be live streamed, I would guess. Is.
Yeah, I think they have a camera set up.
Okay. Yep.
All right, Brianne, what do you have for us?
Alrighty, so for our dress-up days for the week, Monday will be Sleeping Beauty Day, which is pajama day.
I should back you up. What's the theme again?
The happiest homecoming on Earth. So okay. Disney.
A Disney theme. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Who thought of that?
Mrs. Markworth. From the band trip last school year. They went to Disney.
Okay, good. That's neat. All right, sorry to interrupt you there, Brianne. Go ahead.
Okay. Monday, Sleeping Beauty Day, which is Pajama Day. Tuesday is Ohana Day, which is Hawaiian. Wednesday is Monsters University, so college or frat day. Thursday is Homecoming Shirts. And then Friday is School Spirit.
Okay, I'm interested in Tuesday, Hawaiian Day. What's it called?
Ohana.
Ohana. What does that mean, I wondered, you know?
I think that means like hello or something.
Yeah. Oh, it means hello, kind of?
I can look it up.
Yeah, let's Google it quick while we're on the air here. Yeah, that's neat. Everybody has Hawaiian clothes. I have Hawaiian clothes. Actually, last year at this time, I was in Hawaii. How about that?
For your daughter's wedding,
Ohana,
right?
Means family.
Oh, yeah. Family.
From Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
Ohana means family.
Okay, thank you, Brianne. Good. Google comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, and, what days are you excited about? What days do you...
Friday.
Friday's what?
Yeah.
Friday, we have a bunch of stuff going on.
Go ahead.
Alrighty. So on Friday, October 12th, we have at 1 p.m. the LQPV Homecoming Parade. And then at 2:30, we have Powder Puff Football. So the seniors take on the juniors. And then from 3:30 to 5, we have Pump, Pass, and Kick. At 5 o'clock, we have tailgating events that include the Taste of La Caparra Valley. So we'll have a bunch of food vendors. And then from 6 to 6:30, we have three-line football. And at 7:15, the homecoming game starts. And we have the parade go around at halftime again. And then after the football game, we'll have the dance that'll go till about 12 o'clock.
Okay. Who's playing for the dance? Do you know? Have any idea or not yet?
The sheriff DJ, probably.
Yeah.
The usually, what?
The sheriff departments have a DJ that they have.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. All right. That's awesome. So that's fun. That'll be a fun Friday. I know the Appleton and Madison Chambers, along with the Madison Bottling, hand out Sun Drop to everybody. I enjoy handing that out. That's a mad rush after the Pep Fest.
It is a mad dash.
What's planned for the Pep Fest? Teachers involved, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course. So the Pep Fest is always crazy fun.
Yep.
Every fall group for sporting events have a skit. And they call down a bunch of kids from different grades. So we include the elementary students, the middle school students, and the senior and junior high.
Along with teachers.
And the teachers it's quite funny watching them try to do things.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And as usual, we will have the battle cry, which... I mean, most people know what it is. It's quite distinctive.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And each class competes. From kindergarten on up, right?
Yep.
All right. That's fun, too.
Yeah, so. It's a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
Got that right.
I think it's important to let our listeners know that everyone is invited out to the parade and the Pep Fest.
Yes, everyone is invited.
Right. And the parade is amazing. They've moved it out to La Caparo. I don't know how many years ago it was, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's fun, the parade. Go around the school a couple times.
And in the parade, there will be floats from every class. So they will go along with the Disney theme, and then in that are like surrounding fire departments and the police departments and the band,
cheer team.
All right. And the elementary students walk along, the elementary students
in their class.
So what's a senior class float going to be?
I think that's classified.
Top secret?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you'll have to come out and see what it is on the dirty
parade,
aren't
you? Yeah.
Anything else on homecoming?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. Oh, our hallway decorating.
Oh, yeah.
This year we're doing something new. Instead of decorating your advisory door, we're going to be decorating hallways. So each grade has a set hallway that they have to decorate.
Do they have to do a Disney theme like or anything?
Anything, but I think we're sticking to Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible at Disney stories. I just don't know them. So, what are some of your favorite Disney classics?
Goodness, I love Disney.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
The Lion King.
Ooh, yeah, The Lion King. I really like the Beauty and the Beast, especially the new human version one. I really like that.
Emma Watson.
Yep.
They're giving you some ideas to decorate your home, right? All right, hey, you guys do a great job at La Caparo Student Council, and that's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely the busiest week of the year.
Oh, 100%.
But you two get the job of being on the radio. So how'd that happen?
I'm in charge of the publicity and royalty, so we deal with a lot of coronation stuff and then just getting the word out about homecoming.
Do a good job, Brian. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for thinking of KOQP Radio. All right. Thanks for coming in. And see, I've been trying to milk this interview as long as I can. Keep you out of school. You got to go back to school now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. That's Brian Longnecker and Carly Cieslog from La Caparo Valley Student Council talking about La Caparo Valley Homecoming coming up October 8th through the 12th.